Good morning, my dear sweet little human. Have you been waiting long? No? That's good. I'm sorry it took me so long to get from my house. I mean, for me it's only a few steps, but, you know, I had to get ready. It takes quite a while for someone as large as me to get all prettied up, especially for a nice cute human like you. I mean, it's not every day you get to go on a date with a giant. Now is it? So, are you ready to go? Here, let me pick you up and carry you. We can get where we're going a little faster that way, can't we? Oh, you want me to carry you there? I suppose. I'll just slip you right in. There you go. Right there between my two nice, large... How did you put it? Tracts of land. You are so sweet. Now, where was it you wanted to visit? The outskirts of the capital city. Well, yes, I could get there in just a couple of seconds. It's only a short little walk for me. There we are. And what was it? Oh, look at that. All the cute little livestock. The goats and the cows. We shouldn't disturb them too much. The farmers might get angry. But if we just observe, then it should be just fine, shouldn't it? Yes, this is a good view, isn't it? Right here between my... Don't wiggle too much. You'll slip down too far. Oh, can you see over the walls from here? No, I've never been inside the city before. I mean... It would be easy enough to climb over the walls, but they've kind of banned me because it's just, it's too difficult for me to move around. Even close to the city, there's too many buildings. So I just have to pretend. Small villages like your own, perfectly fine because the streets are so wide. I can actually get down them. But fitting inside your buildings, that's definitely out of the question. But when every zoo, but when every farm is a bit like a petting zoo for me, well, like these llamas here, aren't they so cute? Or are they alpacas? I really can't tell. Not at this size, anyway. Oh. Are they now? So, the fluffier, nicer ones are alpacas. And the ones that spit are llamas. I'll have to keep that in mind, though I've been spit on a lot, so I'm sorry. The reactions I get are a little mixed at times, but You've been nothing but kind to me, my dear little human. And don't worry, I'll take good care of you. Yes, ice cream in the city is a little out of the question. We couldn't get to it in the first place, and I don't think they would have enough for me to even get a taste, let alone enough for a bite. That's a shame, too, because I've never had ice cream. You've told me about it before, and I've heard about it from others and adventurers. And I imagine it's probably similar to the snow and ice from up north. I've tasted that before. But you say it's a lot sweeter? I don't know. I can't imagine that. I mean, you're very sweet, but I can't imagine eating you. So, where else would you like to go? The forest I grew up in... Well, that's not too far from here. We could get there pretty easily. This river here, if we follow it a little bit further. Yes, not many humans come out this way. The animals are pretty wild out here. There's only some hunters and trackers and adventurers that come out here. It's pretty quiet. My house isn't too far away either. Oh no, there aren't any human cities anywhere nearby now. It would take you at least 2 weeks of hard travel just to get to the nearest village. If I were to leave you out here without any food or supplies, you would be all but screwed. But don't worry, I'm here to take care of you. I'll take good, wonderful, perfect care of you, my precious little human. I wouldn't let anything hurt you. Do you see that rock over there? No, the larger one behind it. Yeah, the one that looks like half a mountain. That big crack in it. That was put there by my father. Oh no, don't worry about him. He hasn't been around for a very long time. No. I actually put the smaller one there in memory of him. That's kind of a sacred space for me. Is it nice looking above the forest over the trees? This is normally a view reserved for giants and birds and not something a human would normally see. But today, you get the special view. Right here between my melons. You should feel quite special. Over here, next to this little lake. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not so little for you. But this clearing with this nice big divot in it, this is where I sit and think. I can spend days here just thinking about anything and everything. Mm. the breeze coming over this lake is just so amazing, especially in the spring. I've literally sat here for a couple years at a time, thinking about life in general. Perhaps someday you could join me in thinking. But not for as long as I do, because you don't live near as long as I do. Here we go. This is my old homestead. This cave here. It's a little cramped for me, but you should see it as a little more spacious. I think 50 or 60 of your feet tall. But this cave is only half of that. I grew up here after my parents were killed. And things were rough for a while. And after certain events, I had to go find a more permanent home. And with the help of some fairies, I was able to build a nice, cozy little house up over in that mountain there. Oh, you'd like to see it? Well, we'll have to visit it shortly then. What about your home? How's it been doing? Bandit attacks. Oh, that's not so good. Do you want me to go take care of them? I could... No. That would not be comfortable for either of us, I think. I would just want to go scare them a little. No, I don't like all the rumors about giants using humans to make their bread and squash them into jelly and whatever. No, I don't do that. I'm actually vegetarian. If you can believe that. I mean, I've accidentally sat on a deer, and I felt very bad about it. But other than that, I try my best to live very carefully. So, do you want me to scare the bandits off? No, okay. Well, hopefully the kingdom will send some adventurers or something. For now, then let's head up to my cottage and you can see the wonderful view from there. And here we are. Welcome to my home, my precious little human. Is the air too thin for you? We are up pretty high. I mean, we're halfway up a mountain after all. I tend to not have any issues because I'm already up such high altitudes and I'm already used to breathing such thin air as it is, just, you know, normally. But you're so close to the ground where the air is so much thicker. you might have some issues, so just take it easy, okay? Don't exert yourself. Here. Let me set you down on the table, okay? Here, let me get you a drink. I'm sorry, I don't have any human-sized cups or bowls, but... Here's a saucer of milk. Will that do? There. It's... Oh, yes, it's fresh. No, you shouldn't ask where it came from. That's too embarrassing. I'm glad you enjoy it. And I'm glad it's still warm. Sweet like ice cream. Oh, thank you. You're way too kind, my precious little human. I know our date hasn't been the best or the longest, and I'm sure you'd probably prefer someone a bit closer to your size, but have you enjoyed yourself so far today? Oh, thank goodness. I've rarely met any of my own kind, so finding someone you can connect with is just so very hard. I'm not sure if you can understand or not. Oh, thank you. Now, I have one last request, if you don't mind. It's a little bit of an issue. It's a little bit of... I'm not sure if you'd go for it, though. I'd like you to stay here with me, because it gets so very lonely up here. Oh no, I'll make sure you can visit every once in a while. I'll make sure your village is safe as well. I mean, you look out that window. We can see them from here perfectly. If anything happens, we can go rushing down there at any time. I was just wondering because, you know, it gets so very lonely up here. And as I mentioned, it's so lonely, and if I had someone to at least talk with, even if there's such a vast size difference between us. You will? At least for a little while? Oh, thank you. Thank you, my very precious human. I swear, I will take the best care of you. I won't let anything happen to you. Now, let me show you to where you can rest. I have to admit, with a little help, I've built a nice little... what do you humans call it? Yes, a dollhouse. It's human-sized, but to me, it's still a dollhouse. And I think you will be quite comfortable there. Here, let me carry you over to it. There you go. 6 rooms, including an internal bathroom, a living room, kitchen. Oh no, The kitchen utensils don't work. I wasn't able to do anything about that. And please don't try setting anything on fire. Oh, you noticed the tiny little bars on the windows. Well, I don't want you escaping now, do I? I want you all to myself. And if you did try to escape, oh, well, this forest is rather dangerous, so I wouldn't want anything to happen to you. I have to keep you perfectly safe, after all. The most dangerous creatures stay away from my cabin, but the werebeasts and the dire beasts, they do lurk this deep in the forest. And we only got past them because I'm so quick and so large. They wouldn't dare mess with me, now would they? Now, you be a good human. I've made the finest silk beds for you, and you will dine on the finest giant milk every day, I guarantee it. And we can chat long into the night. Oh, yes, human. And we'll be able to do this and that. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Say no more. Or do I? But for now, it's been a long day, so get some rest. We can talk more in the morning.